I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. As the store's owner, I want our clients treated with respect. I want our employees to have extensive product knowledge and be genuinely engaged with our clients. Our pricing is competitive, but our client attention is second to none. When considering a new car, consider Cherry Hill Volvo. Contact me directly. Relationships really do matter to us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Let's try this again. The administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Seema Verma. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. Great to have you back on the show. Thanks for making the time today. I know you were just in Philadelphia, so thank you for coming back to see us and talking about the effects of COVID-19 on particularly Medicare recipients. How'd that go?
You know, it went great. It's always great to get out of D.C. and go to the front lines and talk to the people that have been dealing with COVID virus. We had a chance to meet not only with hospital staff, but also the nursing homes. We also had folks from the Salvation Army and people that have been working on public health efforts. So it was a real great opportunity to talk to those frontline people that have been trying to do everything they can to save lives.
Excellent. That's good. I noticed that you mentioned, Administrator, that the elderly, our seniors, are they're still the population that's most at risk for COVID-19.
Yeah, that's something that we continue to be concerned about at the task force. The president, as you know, has had a long commitment to seniors, very much focused on the Medicare program and strengthening that program, lowering premiums. But our attention now really is focused on the nursing homes. The president put together a commission on coronavirus quality and safety to make sure we're doing everything that we can to support our nursing homes and make sure that those folks are safe. We're encouraging state and local leaders to really focus on the nursing homes, making sure that the employees are tested, that we do a baseline testing with the nursing home residents as well, and that we take the precautions. If we know that somebody has coronavirus or even is suspected, that the nursing home has that capacity to isolate that individual.
But I have to make this point very clear. I mean, you issued this guidance back in February 6th, where the Centers for Medicare Services took action to prepare the nation's healthcare facilities for the threat of COVID-19. You put out new guidance early March, March 4th, March 10th, guidance related to the use of personal protective equipment. March 13th, CMS issued guidance for a nationwide restriction on non-essential medical staff and all visitors. You suspended routine inspections on March 20th so that that could jeopardize the infection control inspections. But unfortunately, Administrator, a lot of these governors did not listen to you, did not follow this guidance.
Yeah, that's one of the things we've been concerned about, and that's exactly why the president wanted me to go to Pennsylvania. The vice president's been there as well, and we continue to go out to the front lines and just talk to the nursing homes and talk to state and local leaders about the things that they need to do to focus on nursing homes. Those inspections are really important because it's an opportunity to go into the nursing home and see exactly what they're doing. You know, you pick up on things. One of the things that we found is that not all the nursing home staff is washing their hands. Well, when you've got a pandemic going on, that's really important. But unless you do those inspections, you don't really have a sense of how that nursing home is actually performing. We've been, you know, particularly concerned about Pennsylvania. They've had a lower number of nursing homes surveyed as compared to the national average. And so that's one of the things that we've been talking to the state about is trying to increase that number. And the nursing homes, I mean, this has been a really tough time for them. You know, they've been trying hard, but it's a difficult situation. That being said, when you go in and do the surveys, you can work with them. You can help them to identify what the problems are. On the federal level, I can tell you we have something called quality improvement organizations, and I'm having them go in and work with nursing homes, especially the ones that have had outbreaks in the past, so that we can help them take the precautions that they need to do to keep people safe.
Seema Verma joins me. She is the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and it's an honor to have her on the show today. So many of these governors early on ignored your guidance, and they ordered nursing homes. They had to take patients who tested positive for COVID-19. They turned them down when the facilities asked if they could move the patients. They turned them down when the facilities asked for PPEs. And now a lot of those governors are trying to blame the federal government for lack of guidance.
Yeah, I think that's very disingenuous. Our guidelines were very clear. I mean, you don't put somebody in the nursing home if the nursing home is not prepared to take care of that patient. We've got to listen to what the nursing homes are saying. You know, some of the things that we've done and what we've seen other governors do is set up COVID-positive facilities. So somebody is coming out of the hospital, there's a place for them to go where they can be taken care of. And more importantly, they're not spreading the disease to other people in the nursing home. So Governor DeSantis did a great job with that. Even Governor Baker set up these types of facilities. So those are some of the things that states can do, and we're encouraging that. You know, it's one of the things I think it's also important to emphasize is we cannot be complacent. The virus is still out there, and even as we're reopening, we have to be vigilant, and that's especially important for our nursing homes. And we do, we think it's important that governors give clear guidance. I mean, nursing homes should not take patients if they're not prepared, and the guidelines are clear about that. And hospitals, I think there's alternatives for them. If they need to discharge a patient, there's a couple of things that they can do. Number one, we're paying them, for example, to keep the patient in the nursing home. So they have some flexibility there. And again, state and local leaders should create places for these individuals to go.
When you think about, too, I mean, early on, back in February, you're telling these nursing homes, you're giving them guidance. We all knew that the most vulnerable population was the elderly, with people, especially elderly with other conditions as well. It's really central there. And yet, unfortunately, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, ordering these facilities to take COVID-19 positive patients, completely ignoring your guidance. I'm grateful that you're still here trying to clean up their mess, Administrator, but it is their mess. And unfortunately, we've lost a lot of lives because they did not listen to you. They did not follow the guidance that you put out there as early as February, early February, I should mention. That's just such a very hard thing for a lot of us to grasp.
Well, I think that's fair. You know, we've been focused on elderly individuals. We knew that from the very, very beginning, that they were going to be vulnerable. And that's why we took early action. It was a difficult and painful decision, quite frankly, for us to say, don't allow visitors into the nursing home, because we knew how hard that was going to be on the residents and their families, but we did that to protect them. And we called repetitively for state and local leaders to focus on their nursing homes, to do the testing, to provide PPE. Unfortunately, nursing homes a lot of times are just left out, and they're not really thought of as the healthcare system. And that's had a devastating impact. And that's why we're doubling down. You know, the president's been clear. He wants his staff out there. Dr. Birx today has been, she was in Arizona. She was also in Texas. The vice president's out there. We were in Pennsylvania because we want to make sure, even if the state and local leaders are saying one thing, we want to be very clear about what the guidance is. And the guidance is, do not put somebody in the nursing home if they're COVID positive and the nursing home is not prepared to take care of them. And so we thought it was important to come out, talk to the people of Pennsylvania, make sure that they understood this and that we all continue to focus on the most vulnerable.
You know, what's amazing, too, is that the media, I actually saw a story the other day. It said President Trump has moved on from COVID-19, acting as if the entire administration has decided, it's over. No big deal.
Couldn't be further from the truth. I can tell you just yesterday we had a coronavirus task force meeting. A lot of us are on the road making sure we're going out to communities where we're concerned that there may be an increase or in those areas of the country where there are surges. So we continue to work around the clock on behalf of the American people.
Well, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful you came to Philadelphia and you are working really hard for our seniors and everybody in those long-term care facilities. We appreciate it. Seema Verma, Administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Administrator, thanks for making time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Rich.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.